Union membership has been in steady decline in this country for decades now, but not in the movie industry. Hollywood's roots as a union town predate the landmark National Labor Relations Act and even sound in movies, too. The first agreement between movie producers and unions in 1926 covered tradesmen, carpenters and painters, electricians, and other theatrical workers. The next year, Louis B. Mayer, you might know him as the second M in MGM, formed the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to handle labor disputes for actors, writers, and directors without them having to unionize. The Academy was only able to delay organizing until the Great Depression, which hit Hollywood hard. By World War II, the Screen Actors Guild, the Writers Guild, and the Directors Guild represented all the talent and enjoyed a lot of power. Decades before he ran for public office, Ronald Reagan was the longtime president of SAG and also a huge advocate for Hollywood's union system. Today, more than a dozen unions cover just about every job you can think of in front of and behind the camera, because movie making is essentially gig work. Unions keep the system humming along and everyone paid fairly as the broader job market is becoming more and more contract-based, temped, and gigged. Hollywood could be a model for the many jobs that might use a guild of their own.